Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
High pressure builds in with lots of sunshine, and that means potentially the hottest day we've seen this year. I'll show you what it will feel like where you are.
President Biden will be in Charlotte today. His plan to visit with families of the law enforcement officers killed in a shooting on Monday. We've reached our Thursday right now, Friday Eve. Mm-hmm. We're so glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu, loving the temperatures out there right now, because later this afternoon, we've talked about it, we could hit 90. Elizabeth, is that going to be the case?
It looks like it. That's our forecast for today, is 90 in the Triangle. This is a live look at Zebulon right now. Our skies are clear. You know, we had a little bit of cloud cover on and off yesterday, and we're looking at just lots of sunshine for today. 62 degrees. Our wind eventually will be southwest, and that continues to help pull that warmth in. Our temperatures this morning don't feel much different than yesterday. 59 in Goldsboro and Rocky Mount, 54 in Roxboro, 64 in Southern Pines, and 65 in Fayetteville. So it is a nice mild start, but it's not overly warm. As a matter of fact, in some places, a couple degrees cooler than it was yesterday at this time. Lunchtime, 83. There it is, 4 o'clock, 90. Officially, we have not hit 90 yet at RDU, but it looks like that could be the case this afternoon. We might see a little patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, expect mostly sunny skies. So our big story is going to be temperatures climbing to 90. I'll show you how many days we may see 90s. And we're also tracking some rain for the weekend. I'll show you the latest on that coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We're following breaking news from overnight. A man faces charges after leading troopers on a chase. The chase ended with this crash, injuring a passenger in the car. The video here is from WRL Breaking News Tracker. It shows the scene of that crash in Sampson County. Highway Patrol says they tried to stop the driver, Antonio Stiles, on Highway 24 near Roseboro, and he took off. Speeds reached over 120 miles per hour. Stiles eventually lost control and crashed. Two passengers were in the car. One was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. Hundreds of new jobs may be coming to the Greater Triangle area. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from Selma in Johnston County. And Kelsey, we expect officials to give an update today about what may bring those new jobs to our area.
Jeff, today we're expecting to learn more about what could bring 500 new jobs to Johnston County. So this lot here in the Eastfield Crossing development may be the site for a new manufacturing facility. The company Crystal Window and Door Systems may have plans to move to Selma. The new factory is estimated to be a $100 million expansion for the business. County officials are scheduled to meet today about economic incentives for a company. That's according to a county notice. But this notice did not list Crystal Window and Door Systems specifically. State officials who approve economic incentives will also meet today. So we reached out to the state about this, but a spokesperson wouldn't confirm whether these two meetings are related. We reached out to the executives of Crystal Window and Doors. They did not respond to our request for comment. So we'll be sure to keep you updated on what comes out of these two meetings today. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Johnston County.
Today, President Biden will visit North Carolina. During his trip, he will meet with the families of all four officers who were killed in that shootout in Charlotte on Monday. A procession for Officer Alden Elliott will happen at 10:30 this morning. It will go from the Mecklenburg County Medical Examiner's Office in Charlotte to Bennett Funeral Home in Newton. Yesterday, a procession for Deputy U.S. Marshal Thomas Weeks made its way from the Medical Examiner's Office to the Calvin Cook Funeral Home in Mooresville. Tomorrow, a memorial service will be held for Officer Joshua Iyer. That's happening at 10 a.m. at First Baptist Church on South Davidson Street in Charlotte, and that will be streamed live.
President Biden will also be in Wilmington today. He'll be joined by EPA Administrator Michael Regan and Governor Roy Cooper. They're expected to announce new investments in the state from the bipartisan infrastructure law.
Police are working to make arrests after two deadly shootings in Durham. 17-year-old Kevin Guy III was one of five people shot in two separate incidents. He was shot just before 10 p.m. Tuesday outside the home he shared with his grandparents on West Umstead Street. Kevin's grandmother remembers him as someone who loved to laugh.
I could tell when he's around, he could be somewhere in the house, and I could tell when he's in the house because he had that laugh and he loves talking. He loves having fun.
The family says their next door neighbor was inside their home when she was hit by a stray bullet. She is expected to be okay. About 2 hours later, three more people were shot. 51-year-old Thomas Holloway Jr. was killed. Two other men have life-threatening injuries. Durham police say the shootings are not connected. Surveillance video shows the moments thieves used a forklift to break into a Youngsville gun range. This happened at the Youngsville Gun Club and Range near Park Avenue and Franklin Park on Tuesday night. In the video, you see the thieves using that forklift to smash into the building and break the gate. Three men then run into the store. Police say they took pistols and long guns. The owner of the store says he's working on offering a reward for information that leads to arrests. An alarming trend at RDU as we take a live look at the airport. More travelers are carrying firearms to security checkpoints. In response, the TSA is holding an event today to discuss concerns and the proper way to transport guns for a flight. TSA officials will go over what to do when a gun makes it to security, including the latest gun statistics, penalties involved, and the delays it can cause for travelers.
New this morning, the body of a fifth victim has been recovered at the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse site in Baltimore. Authorities identified him as 49-year-old construction worker Miguel Angel Luna Gonzalez. His body was recovered from inside a truck that was submerged underwater after that bridge collapse.
This morning, we're seeing video of the moment police entered a building at Columbia University occupied by protesters. The new video from inside Hamilton Hall.
Plus, a look at preparations underway for the 150th Kentucky Derby.
And this is a live look at Pinehurst. Temperatures are heating up today and tomorrow. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will let us know when we could cool down after possibly hitting 90 degrees.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:39. It's a nice quiet morning out there. Our skies are clear. Temperatures are about what we saw yesterday. Looking nice here in Chapel Hill. Temperatures are going to be in the 50s and 60s heading out the door. 55 in Lewisburg, 58 Tarboro, 56 in South Hill. There's a little bit of moisture out there. So notice Goldsboro is checking in there with a little cloud, the squiggles. That's a sign for fog. We're seeing that in Lewisburg as well. I haven't seen very much on the cameras, but coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to take a look at visibility across our area. It is definitely going to be a hot one. Sunshine with us all day long. Today's going to stay dry. We can see the first 90 degree day of the year. After that, we'll start to see the potential for increasing clouds and showers over the weekend. We'll take an early look at our high resolution models coming up.
Right now, hundreds of law enforcement officers are at UCLA after declaring that a pro-Palestinian encampment on campus is unlawful. Officers in riot gear have been there all night telling protesters to leave or face arrest. This is a live look at the campus right now. Despite that, you can see protesters remain defiant. Quite a crowd there. The LAPD issued a citywide tactical alert. That means all LAPD personnel could be called in to help with the situation on campus if needed. It also means some lower priority 911 calls may not be addressed.
Amazing. Almost 2 o'clock in the morning there. Look at that. Police in Fort Worth, Texas, meantime, say six people are hurt after a drive-by shooting near an apartment building. And that includes four children, the youngest, 3 years old. There's no word on any of their conditions just yet. Police have not made any arrests.
There will be no classes today at a Wisconsin middle school where police shot and killed an armed student. Students were kept on lockdown at the school near Madison for hours yesterday. Police responded after getting a report of a person with a weapon outside the school. Authorities say that person never got inside the building. Officer shot and killed him outside. Officials have not released the student's name or age. No one else was hurt.
Body cam video is giving us a closer look at the moment police swarmed an occupied building at Columbia University. This is video showing a chaotic scene inside Hamilton Hall where pro-Palestinian protesters had barricaded themselves inside. New York police in riot gear used flashbangs as they entered that building. Officers cleared the building in less than 2 hours. Hundreds of protesters were arrested.
Prosecutors plan to retry Harvey Weinstein's rape case in New York. An appeals court overturned the former Hollywood executive's conviction last week. The Court of Appeals found that the judge in the landmark Me Too trial had prejudiced Weinstein with improper rulings. Prosecutors say the case against Weinstein remains strong. His next court appearance is scheduled for May 29th.
Ford is recalling some of its pickup trucks because of a problem with the taillights. The automaker says an electrical issue may cause taillights on the Maverick pickup trucks to not work. Ford is recalling 242,000 of those vehicles. The recall is for Maverick pickups model year 2022 and 24.
Heavy rains continue to cause major flooding in Kenya. The flooding in the capital of Nairobi has shut down major highways. Since mid-March, heavy rains have devastated the country, causing landslides and damaging buildings. Nearly 200 people have died.
A flu shot that lasts longer and targets different strains. That's what scientists are working on at Duke University. Duke scientists recently created and tested a new experimental flu vaccine on mice. When those same mice were later given what should have been deadly doses of the flu virus, 100% of them remained healthy. Researchers say the results are encouraging, but it could be another decade before this becomes a shot you can get at your local pharmacy.
I think the reality is that this will probably ultimately manifest as, you know, a couple different shots for different age groups. There'll probably be a specific shot for babies that do a good job, for adults, for the elderly.
Current annual flu vaccines protect against the virus for about 6 months. A universal vaccine could potentially increase protection by a few years.
This weekend, people across our area will unite in the fight against breast cancer. The Triangle Race for the Cure is Saturday at Research Triangle Park. Meteorologist Mike Mays and Lena Tillett will MC pre-race activities. Make sure to stop by the WRAL tent and say hello. WRAL is a proud sponsor. There's still time to join or donate to Team WRAL. Visit WRAL.com and search Komen to learn more.
Today, Wake County Schools will recognize their future teachers. This event is part of a program that guarantees teaching jobs to selected students who plan to study K through 12 education. More than 40 Wake County High School seniors and local college education majors were selected this year. Future Teachers Signing Night is at 111 Corning Road in Cary. It's at 6 o'clock this evening.
We are just days away from the Kentucky Derby. Trainers and horses hit the track yesterday for workouts ahead of Saturday's event. The race favorite, Fierceness, was seen practicing here. Fierceness is a 5-2 betting favorite with jockey John Velasquez aboard. You can watch the most exciting 2 minutes in sports right here on WREL. We will have coverage from 2:30 until 7:30.
A traffic alert in Nash County, part of U.S. 64, will close overnight for the next week while crews widen that road. It's right at exit 463. The closure will last 10 days total. You will need to get off the highway, then use a roundabout, and then get back on. The DOT needs to remove the old bridge at North Old Carriage Road. That closure will happen from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. through the 10th of this month. 4:45 right now on our Thursday morning. Elizabeth Gardner is over in the WRL Severe Weather Center. It feels nice out there right now. We're going to get hot again today.
We will be looking at 90 for the first time this year officially at RDU. It is a nice quiet morning. We're seeing temperatures in the 50s and 60s as you step outside, and skies are nice and clear. With clear skies and a little bit of moisture in the atmosphere, though, there could be some patchy fog in places. I haven't seen any of it on the cameras, but it's something that we'll be checking for you pretty regularly this morning. 62 officially at RDU. We're going to hold it in the low 60s up until around 8 or 9 a.m. And then quickly we climb into the 80s and eventually 90 degrees. Here's a look at our pattern. This high pressure system is going to help to bring us sunshine for today and tomorrow and some warm temperatures. But behind it is a cold front that'll bring us a chance for rain over the weekend. We take a look at visibility. I just pulled up the Goldsboro camera and everything looks fine there, but it is, we're approaching a quarter of a mile visibility there in Goldsboro, and a quarter mile visibility is typically a sign of fog. 3 miles for Roxboro and Rocky Mount, 7 miles in Clinton and South Hill. So no widespread issues with fog just yet. It is 54 in Roxboro, 56 in South Hill, 59 Goldsboro, Wilson, Rocky Mount, and we're looking at mid-60s in Southern Pines and Fayetteville. So a little bit warmer down to the south. 90 degrees, Raleigh, Durham, and Fayetteville this afternoon. How close is that to a record? Well, not that far. The record is 92 for today, and tomorrow's high 91, and the record is 93. So we're going to be just a couple of degrees from records, but the normal high is 77. I was sitting on my porch yesterday, and yes, the mosquitoes were out. I'm like, no, it was May 1st, and the mosquitoes are not supposed to be here yet. But we do see cooler temperatures over the weekend and into Monday. Still, you know, once we see those overnight lows in the 60s for, you know, a week or so at the time, those mosquitoes start coming out. Muggy meter, this is going to be interesting. It may be the hottest day of the year so far at RDU, but we'll still be in the comfy zone in terms of our humidity. And normally 90 degrees would put us, you know, way up at tropical. And we will see that climbing once we get into the weekend. Now, Saturday and Sunday, we'll have some rain in the area. But Monday, we dry out. We're still going to feel very summer-like with that dew point way up at 68, which puts us in the steamy zone. 40% chance on Saturday, 50% chance on Sunday. We have a first look at the high-resolution models for Saturday. It's going to be a big deal for folks headed off to the Race for the Cure Saturday morning. There's 8 a.m. Race starts at 9, and you can see, for the most part, the rain is to our west. At lunchtime, we might see an isolated shower, but it looks like, for the most part, this is going to be an afternoon and evening thing for us. Temperatures at race time, 66 degrees, and then later on in the afternoon, we're going to climb up to around 80. Once we get past lunchtime, we'll have a better chance for some scattered thunderstorms. And we're proud sponsors of Race for the Cure, and happy that it's looking a little drier in the morning. We have rain in the forecast, though, for Sunday. We'll time that out for you coming up in just a bit.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, some sad news out of China. The death toll has climbed to at least 48 people after part of a highway collapsed there on Wednesday. Take a look at this image here. On the top part of your screen, you can see where that highway caved in. It collapsed in this mountainous area, sending more than 20 cars down a steep slope. Officials say vehicles fell down this slope and went up in flames. This comes out a month after heavy rains. Search efforts are underway right now, but they say because some of the vehicles involved caught fire, the difficulty of that rescue operation has increased. Three other people were unidentified. They said it wasn't immediately clear if they had died, which would bring the death toll to 51. It stands at 48 right now, but you can see the damage to the cars. They all caught fire. Another 30 people had non-life-threatening injuries.
You can now stay in some of entertainment's most iconic homes thanks to Airbnb. We'll show you some of the famous rentals.
We also have an encouraging update about the bear cub abandoned by its mother in Asheville. Johnson & Johnson says it plans to pay $6.5 billion over 25 years to settle thousands of lawsuits in the U.S. The cases center on claims that its talc-based products caused ovarian cancer. The claims have caused financial and public relations trouble for J&J for decades. The company has repeatedly said its now discontinued talc baby powder and other talc products are safe for consumers. About 99% of the talc-related lawsuits against J&J stem from ovarian cancer cases. A settlement proposal still needs to be approved by the claimants.
New data from the CDC this morning shows the mortality rate for pregnant women is down, but there are still disparities among races. In 2022, the maternal death rate was 22.3 deaths per 100,000 births. That's down from 32.9 per 100,000 in 2021. The rate for black women remains higher than any other group. Doctors say a lack of adequate access to maternal health care plays a role in that disparity. WRL explored maternal death rates in our documentary, Critical Term, Why Are Black Mothers and Babies Dying? You can watch it anytime on WRL.com. Just click on the documentary section.
Today in entertainment news, a classic film from the 80s and an icon from World War II. Here's David Daniel with the Hollywood Minute.
The idea of hiring somebody with a past.
She can't be more than 18. She hasn't had time to have a past.
Oh, get with it, Clary. This is the 80s. If you can achieve puberty, you can achieve a past.
If laughter through tears is your favorite emotion, you're in luck. Steel Magnolias is returning to theaters for its 35th anniversary. The iconic Southern comic drama screens on Sunday, May 5th and Wednesday, May 8th. Head to fathomevents.com for locations and showtimes.
Why does it matter? They're just pictures.
Do you want the world to know about you?
You think I went to war so people would know my name?
But they do. Kate Winslet plays legendary photojournalist Lee Miller in Lee. The first teaser trailer for the biographical drama was just released. Lee opens in U.S. theaters September 27th. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
A couple of icons there for sure. David Daniel reporting.
The State Farmers Market is hosting a spring fling today. Vendors at the market shops will offer a large selection of North Carolina products, including jellies, sauces, peanuts, baked goods, meats, and cheeses. The items will be up for sample and sale. The event is from 11 until 2.
The bear cub in this video is doing quite well despite everything she went through. The cub was seen being pulled out of that tree by people in Asheville so they could take some selfies. As a result, the cub was orphaned. And after this video went viral, NC wildlife officials stepped in. This is the day she arrived in rehab. They say that the cub is adjusting well. She's doing well. She is expected to be released back into the wild in the fall.
If you've ever wanted to stay at locations you've seen on TV, you may be able to someday thanks to Airbnb. The company is rolling out its icon experience. Some of the locations include that floating house from the animated movie Up, a recreation of Marvel's X-Mansion in Westchester County, New York. You could also spend a night in the Ferrari Museum in Italy or stay in the home featured in the movie Purple Rain. New experiences are set to be released throughout the year.
North Carolina Museum of History is getting a makeover. The museum says it will unveil a dramatic new experience in a few years. The third floor exhibits will close June 3rd. The whole building will close October 7th. The renovations likely will last 2 to 3 years. Money for the project comes from state tax dollars.
It is 4:57. This is a live look at the campus of UCLA, where tension between protesters and police in riot gear growing this morning.
President Biden will be in Charlotte today. His plan to visit with families of the law enforcement officers killed in Monday's shooting.
And a manhunt is underway in Florida for boaters caught on camera dumping trash into the ocean.